chulin merav and zebzeh, that every fruit has half chulin and half tevel. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. In other words, the portion that belongs to a goy mashma is potter from trumas and maaseres. It's only the portion that belongs to a Jew. And therefore, every single fruit, the half is to a Jew, half is to a goy. So you have both tevel and chulin mixed up. Yes. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shalavik Yechav and Potter. No, he holds Vaisos Yod Yesh Breira, and later when they divide up the fields, they divide up the fruits, so the portion that goes to the Goy is Potter. Vishal Yisroel Chayiv, and the portion that goes to the Jew, we say Yesh Breira, this was always his portion, therefore the whole thing is Chayiv and Tzumas Amaisis. But you see clearly that Ad Kana up until now Leipzig, they only argue Elodemas of Yesh Breira, Masav Rein Breira. So Machlokes, you say Yesh Breira now, but Avo the Kula Yalma Yesh King Leibkechovim Be'eretz Yisrael Liafkiyam Yad Maisa. But both of them hold really what belongs to the Goy is part of Trumas and Maisers. So only Machlokes here they bought the field B'shutfus, and later they divided up this Peiris that half go to the Jew, half go to the Goy. If you say Yesh Breira, we say the portions of the fruits that go to the Jew, it's like it always belonged to him. Therefore, those portions are Vadai Chuyv and Trumas and Maisers. The portion that goes to the Goy, it's like it always belonged to the Goy, and it's part of Trumas and Maisers. The first Maldiyam holds no Rebbe old ain't Breira. Therefore, every fruit that grows, we don't know exactly who owns what. We just know it's 50% his, 50% him. Therefore, every single fruit is half mechuyev, half not. But you see clearly, whatever belonged to a guy is part of Trumas and Maisers. You see, yesh, the kinyan is mafkia. Gemara says, no, hochinam hirosa could be talking about the Syria. We're talking about they bought this land in Syria. Uksavar again, kibush yochid loishime kibush. That Dabra Melech captured it, and it did not get a kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It's only midrabanan that went noyig Trumas and Maisers. So since it's only midrabbonin, therefore the midrabbonin they say a goy is maskiyah medekdusha. But in Eretz Yisrael itself, it could be even the land owned by a goy has the chiyah trumas amaisus. Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, Toshima, says now Mishnah, hamoich esod elod gechovim. If you sell your field in Eretz Yisrael to a goy, so that the knas now that lokeach umevi bikurim, you have a chiyuv every year to go to that goy and buy off him the first fruits of the cracker. If Naitikin Oilam, so then the Rabbon that you have to buy back the Bikurim. So then you give Naitikin Oilam in, with the Rice Aloy, but with the Rice you're not Mechuyuv to. Now the question is why? If you hold me the Rice, so you're Mechuyuv to, Rashi says, so then you should have to buy it back Mikra Din, not with the Rabbon. In other words, if you hold me the Rice, the Kedusha never goes off it. So it's only considered like you made a mashkin, Rashi says. It's like you gave the goy a mashkin. But the real peiros, like since it's a chiv on the gavra, you are mechuyev to take off trumas and maisus. That's chiv upon the gavra. So then why only mid rabbonin, mid yiraisa, you should still have to take care of those peiros? So the Marian says, no, I'll tell you the trap is like this. Amar Rav Ashi is taka true. It could be mid yiraisa, you have to take off bikurim. So why does the Mishnah say Mishnah Tikkun Olam? So Rashi says like this: Shtei Takonas Hevi. The Rabbanim made at different times two different Takonas here. Meikore Hevi Ma'isim Midiraisa. At the beginning, the Rabbanim left it alone. But they said even if you sell your karka to a goy, you should know the fruits that grow there. You still have a chiyuv Midiraisa to take off Bikurim. So you have to go down and buy it. But Kivu Nechaz of the Komikri Yomazvin. But the Rabbanan saw that the owners now didn't care to sell the land to Goyim. Because they figured, listen, the Kedusha is still on the Karka, it's still Mechuyev and Mikurim. So therefore the Jews were selling the land to Goyim. So the Rabbanan had to make a Takana, Tikinu Lehu, the Rabbanan made a Takana now, to Loi Laisi. The Rabbanan said, no, that you're not supposed to, or you can't buy back the fruits to give Mikurim. So therefore, the Jews will see that if we sell it to a guy, we have to be knowing as if we can't take Bikurim, it would bother them, like you're taking away the Kedusha. And that would stop the Jews from selling it to the Goyim. So that's what the Rabbanan made at the corner. But Kiva the Chosin, when the Rabbanan saw that the man, the Lois Sagilei, whoever was short of money, Mazvin still sold his karka to the Goyim, because Mishtakoyim, the Arad Chavim.
And according to this last takana, you can't take off Bikurim anymore. So it's just we let the field fade by the Goyim, and the Jews were doing it, and the Rabbanim were not happy now. So Hodet Kinulu Delaisu. So Rabbanim now said, listen, we're going to take away our first takana, and we're going to leave it the way it is Midiraisa. That even though you sold your field to a Goy, you should know there's still Kedusha on this karka, and the terrace that grow, there's still a Chiev to take off Bikurim. And therefore, even though you sold it to a guy, you still have a chiv to take off your bikurim. So therefore, still there's no proof. Itma, we learned like this. Let's say one Jew sells his field to another person. Just the peris, I give you a right to eat the fruits of this karka. The goof of the karka itself still belongs to me. I'm only selling it to you that you have the right to plant and grow and eat the fruits. So question now, these fruits that grow, do you have to take off Bikurim or not? So Rabbi Yechanan Omar, maybe Bikurim, yes, you have to give Bikurim, and it could even be Korei also. You could read the Pasha of Bikurim. Resh Lakish Shama, maybe, yes, you also have to bring Bikurim, but you should know B'yena Korea. You cannot read the Pasha that it says by, you cannot read the Pasha. We'll soon see why. The Pasha says, Aladoma Shinasatali. You have to say from the land that belongs to me. Yeah. A pri hadom says a shinasatali. So we must say, what's the machlokes? We have yechidinom and maybe the curry. You have to bring the kurum and you can say the pasha, even though you only own the schus, the rights to use the peiros. But if yechidin holds kinyan peiros, kinyan aguf. That's that you have a right to use the peiros of the karka, the produce of the karka. Kinyan peiros is called like a kinyan aguf. It's called like you own the guf of the karka. Therefore, you can say the posik of pri adoma shenasatali. Resh Lakish Shama, no. Maybe v'yena kareya. You could bring bikurim, but you cannot say the parsha. Because see, old kinyan peiros lavka kinyan aguf domi. That's that you only have the right to use this field for the produce. So that does not give you a kinyan in the karka itself. Therefore, you cannot be korei of the pasha that says the free hadoma shenasatali. You can't say hadoma shenasatali. It's not your field. This is the machlekes of Yechon Reshlokish. Mar says eis for Yechon Reshlokish. Rav Yechon has the kasha for Reshlokish. The pasuk says ulu beisecha. Says by bikurim. Says v'samachta b'chol atoyv ulu beisecha. Malam comes to teach us she'oda maybe bikura yishtoy. That your wife, when you get married to her, she has fields, nichse melug, later after the nesuyin, the husband has a right to work with them and eat the peiros. So the husband could bring bikurim from his wife's fields, for kareya, and when he brings bikurim from the peiros of his wife's fields, they could be kareya the pasha. So you see, Araya, even though the husband only has a kinyan peiros, the goof of the karka still belongs to his wife. But since the husband has the right to use the karka to produce the karka, he has the right to be koreya. So you see, kinyan peiros is kinyan aguf. Omalesh v'shlaka shenzeh back now, shani yosem, the civil of Eisecha. Here there's a special pasuk by your wife. Your wife's nechosim, you could bring it. Vashenken, other kinyan peiros, is not aguf dami. Niku the Amri and son say just the opposite. That Eisvei v'shlakish, Rabbi Yechon, Shlokash has the kasha to Rabbi Yechonan. The pasuk says ulu beisecha. Malam it comes to teach us shod the maybe bikuri ishtoi. That a husband, when he has the fruits of his wife's fields, could bring bikurim and he could be korei also. But hosamu is civil beisecha. Why? Because the pasuk says clearly ulu beisecha. Avu bi'almalai. But if you just stand by the rights of the fruits or of somebody else. You just buy the karka to be able to plant there and have produce, then you cannot be koreya. So you see, like Resh Lakish, kinyan peiros is not kinyan aguf domi. So Amalei of Yechon says back, Taimu didi nami mihocha kamina. True, I learn out from here. Reb Yechon says the pasuk here teaching me this yisoy, that since the husband has the kinyan peiros in his wife's property, a kinyan peiros is kinyan aguf tami, and therefore you could say this parsha of Nashaladoma Shinasatali. Eisvei, he has a kash like this. Says Alocha, Hoyebo Baderech, O Bikura Yishta Biyodai. If a man was going to Rishalayim to bring Bikurim from his wife's property, Vishoma Shemais Ishta, and then he heard that his wife died. It says lacha maybe bikureya. You could still bring the bikurim and bikureya. So the is meisin only if you heard your wife died. But loy meisaloi mashma, if your wife did not die yet, then you cannot be kareya. Why? Because your wife's fields, like it belongs to her, she owns the karka. You only have a kinyan peris. You see, with a kinyan peris alone, you cannot be kareya. Only when your wife dies, then you yashina, then the karka belongs to you. Sumar says no. Who are the afagav of loy meisa? It could even be if your wife did not die, it would be the same halacha. The husband that brings the peris of his wife's property, since the husband has the kinyan peris, is kinyan aguftami. And obviously now we're not dashing this possible of Beisecha, but just halacha of kinyan peris is kinyan aguftami. So why does it say that if your wife dies, then you could be kareya? I'll tell you that's a chiddush. Umeisi itzrachlei. Because Salkotah, the Chimin, I would have thought to say, Ligzah, let's make a gzera that you cannot be kareya now. You know why? Mishud Rav Yosef and Chanina. Because of his halacha. The Yom Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, Botsron, what's going to be if somebody gathered together his bikurim? The Shogun Biyat Shliach. And he can't go to Yishlayim himself, so he made a Shliach to take his bikurim to Yishlayim. Umei Shliach Baderech, and the Shliach died on the way. So halacha is, even if the owner now goes and continues taking the bikurim to Yishlayim, the din is made of Yeni Kareya. Even the owner could bring it, but he cannot be kareya. Why? Shenem, the pasuk says, "V'lokachta ve'vesa." The one that takes it, he has to bring it. So we that the taking of it and the bringing it to Yerushalayim has to be from one person. Either the owner takes it and brings it, or else the shliach takes it and brings it. But here, that the shliach took it from you first, and he started to go to Yerushalayim, and on the way he died. So the lakichah was done by the shliach. Now even if the owner comes and continues and brings it to Yerushalayim, he can't be kareya. So Mel, I would have thought to say the same halacha. If you're taking your wife's peris, right now it's called your wife's peris. When she dies, it's called your peris. So maybe there should be gzeira now that you cannot be kareya, because it looks like two different people. Kamash Mullah know that we hold kinyan aguf, kinyan peris is kinyan aguf dami. So when the husband first taken the peris of his wife, it's called like his peris. So the whole time it's called like he's taking his own peris. At the beginning it was his own peris, and even when his wife died, and now he yashas the goof of the karkam, the peris is still his. Therefore it could be maybe the kareya. But enechanami, even if his wife would not die, we hold kinyan peris, kinyan agufdami. Now the Gemara says, v'yodlo tamayu. Rabbi Yochanan Meshlagash goes according to that time. The Yitma would not like this. Hamoy chesodeyu, vizman shayayvon.